Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. Our next guest is perhaps hard to describe. He's a Christian, husband, father, pastor, CEO, movie producer, presidential advisor, and more. Basically, he's got something to say. You're not going to want to miss it right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast, and our next guest is the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, the world's largest Hispanic Christian organization with 42,000 plus U.S. churches. And he stands recognized by CNN, Fox News, Univision, and Telemundo as America's most influential Latino and Hispanic faith leader. Charisma Magazine named him one of the 40 leaders who changed the world. He's Pastor Sam Rodriguez. Pastor, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so glad it worked out, and we're coming after Memorial Day weekend as we've recognized the sacrifice of families around the country of the men and women who served our nation and paid the ultimate price, paid with their lives for our freedom. We're so glad that you're here on the podcast, and we know that you're always working with great energy for the betterment of our nation. And how are you reflecting over Memorial Day weekend and where we are as a nation right now?
Yeah, indeed. My uncle died in the battlefields of Korea. My cousin died in Iraq. So it's personal, it's family, of course. And coming out of COVID-19 pandemic, I personally believe we saw so many incursions as it pertains to our God-given, God-ordained rights and freedoms that Memorial Day had a special component to it this year. How our rights can easily be taken away by big government if we're not vigilant. So indeed, it was Memorial Day, but it was a special Memorial Day coming out of this COVID-19 pandemic.
I'd have to agree with you. I know for our family, we made sure to take a extended moment to recognize what are we doing, what are we remembering. As being a father with, you know, young kids still in the house, talking about the children who are without a parent on this Memorial Day because of that sacrifice. And what an easy tie-in to the gospel. And, you know, Jesus said that, you know, there's no greater love than to lay your life down for those that you love, for your friends. And, of course, we just came through Memorial Day, but also Pentecost Sunday just a few weeks ago. And, you know, Pastor Sam, right now we seem to be at a moment where theoretical or just the head knowledge of Christianity is perhaps superseding the reliance upon the power of the Holy Spirit, even perhaps in Pentecostal charismatic circles. What do you see as being pertinent right now to, you know, needing a fresh Pentecost or a fresh move of God in the Holy Ghost?
That's not any rhetoric. It's not even hype in the terms of our beloved millennials.
Yeah.
It's a reality.
Yeah.
I believe the only thing that can pivot, shift the current global landscape, not just coming out of COVID-19 pandemic, we're living arguably one of the darkest hours
yes.
in human history, darkened by moral relativism, cultural decadence, spiritual apathy, ecclesiastical lukewarmness. It's a dark moment indeed. It's to a great degree a Genesis 1-2 moment. It's darkness prevailing. Nevertheless, there's always a Genesis 1-3, let there be light. And what will ignite the light is a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I am convinced and persuaded we are about to see an outpouring of the presence of God that will make Azusa look like an opening act and the Jesus movement look like a rehearsal.
Well, I love the sound of it, 100%. In fact, I was just at the 115th anniversary celebration in Los Angeles, in Azusa Street. I was able to go into the Bonnie Bray House, which is like, at this time, is a little bit like getting into Fort Knox, very difficult to get into. And just reflecting on that outpouring that launched the modern day Pentecostal movement, in many ways launched the modern day missionary movement. Okay, you spoke of millennials, and let's go with the Gen Z generation as well. The power of the gospel, the power of Pentecost, the power of being filled with the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, many churches have shied away from. Again, even Pentecostal and charismatic churches, you know, don't even mention speaking in tongues in many of these places. And yet, for as Pentecostals and charismatics, this was the power that when God touched the earth at Azusa, I mean, he transformed the face of modern day Christianity over the last 100 years. How do we return? How do we convince? Do you think the pastors and leaders in America are ready to return to our roots, so to speak, to seek that fresh outpouring?
Even if we are not ready to return, the external circumstances, the level of darkness that is currently around us will obligate us to return. It's a matter. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We will come, we will experience a collective come to Jesus moment as it pertains to the Holy Spirit of God. What empowered the Church of Jesus Christ since Azusa has been the Spirit and Power movement,
yes,
has been the experience of the Holy Spirit, has been this amazing reality that we are given this supernatural infusion of God's Spirit, enabling us to act with power, to act in freedom, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, 2 Corinthians 17, but to engage with a beautiful language that comes from heaven, and it shifts the atmosphere.
Yes.
I absolutely love it, and I think it's inevitable. I know, I understand, I read the stats. I'm not naive to even the report from 2 weeks ago. Majority of millennials don't care and don't know,
yeah,
if God exists. I get it, I read it. But regardless of that, we've read even more dire stats previously in history. And then God said, but watch me, watch me. So let's watch God. But it does, I pray, I hope every single pastor who somehow is associated with a Spirit-empowered network or denomination or stream, that we either are faithful and we have integrity regarding our marketing. If we are that kind of church, let's act like that kind of church. Let's pray. Let's
Amen.
Worship. Let's preach. Let's cast out devils and demons. Let's lay hands on the sick. Let's act like a Spirit-empowered church.
Well, 100%. And I think for our listening audience, it's probably music to their ears. You speak about the Spirit-filled churches around the nation. Empower 21 is a network. You're trying to get churches to engage with crucial issues. Talk to us about what you're doing with Empower 21.
Yeah, I have the privilege from day one, when this all started, of working with Dr. Billy Wilson, one of my closest friends on the planet. And Billy was so instrumental as it pertains to the Azusa Centennial, as you well know. He was a de facto coordinator of that event. And then God just laid upon his heart to continue that legacy to the next generation, hence Empower 21. It is arguably right now, I would even say the word arguably can be removed, the most significant Spirit-empowered network on planet Earth today. It's definitely the largest. You have the most influential megachurch pastors, denominational leaders, network leaders from all around the world. It's a global effort indeed. And the commitment is exactly what you and I have been talking about, making sure the next generation receives in a viable, sustainable manner the baton of Pentecost. Pentecost will not die. As a matter of fact, Pentecost will flourish. That's our goal. We want every single church to experience a fresh move of God. In essence, we will see a great harvest of people coming to Christ through Spirit-empowered churches. And that's our aim before 2033, as we celebrate 2,000 years of Pentecost and the church for that matter.
100%. And when you look at the bigger picture outside of America and look at the global church, especially in developing nations, what is God doing? What is God blessing? It's the move of the Spirit. It's when the gospel is preached, demons are cast out, the sick are being healed, the dead are being raised. And there's no shame in the message of a modern day Pentecost. And the American church, we would do well to learn from our brothers and sisters around the globe in this hour. Now, I see on the website, Empower 21 says that it's specifically by focusing on crucial issues facing the movement. What type of crucial issues are you bringing to the forefront? Are they the same issues that we're hearing about so much in America right now in secular news? Or is it something completely different?
It's both and. We deal with both what we call vertical and horizontal issues. Vertical issues, every time a theological question mark arises, and by theological, more debating regarding exegetical extrapolation of biblical passages that leads to a teaching that becomes a wide world phenomena. And what we like to do is vet it. The late, great Vincent Sinan from Regent University was integral with our Scholars Association. We have amazing scholars, spirit-empowered, all legitimate, all thoroughly vetted, commitment to biblical orthodoxy and so forth. So there are vertical issues of theological interpretation of passages from Scripture and teachings that are out there permeating spirit-empowered movement. And then likewise, horizontal issues, issues that impact Generation Z, millennials, the current cancel culture reality and so forth, and what it means for the spirit-empowered movement. So yes, both vertical and horizontal issues, we address them, but we do it in a scholarly manner, in a prayerful manner, with the Spirit of God always at the center of everything we do.
All right, horizontal issue. If you had to pick one that you just had to dial in on, what would be on the top of your list right now?
Right now, it definitely would be this whole idea of this woke cancel, sacrificing truth on the altar of expediency culture. What do I mean? The whole America primarily right now, but America, we have flipped the script. We are the most emotional, feel-led demographic on the planet to such a degree that the president of France recently addressed his nation and said, we don't want to be bad.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe that?
It's
the most
insane.
Liberal nation in Europe, arguably, as the president speaks to his nation to tell him we don't want to be like America because they're just off the rails.
Yeah.
And we're there. It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd. And pastors are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Right.
Some of the reasons we don't activate, engage in the spirit-empowered movement or actually create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move freely, for baptisms, deliverance, healing, and so forth, is because we're scared. We're more committed to, we don't want to lose followers rather than focusing on the one we follow. And again, it's we're defined by the likes of many when we are truly defined by the love of one. We need to flip the script. And that cancel culture, sacrificing truth, it's all about feelings, not about what we know, not about facts, not about truth, not about mathematics, not about faith or science, but rather we are led by emotion, by feelings. And here we are in 2021, in this cuckoo for Cocoa Puff reality that I do believe the Holy Spirit-empowered church has the power to flip the script and turn the tables.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs reminds me of a story we just did for our Charisma News just this past week on Kellogg's pushing a trans narrative with a new cereal, rainbow-colored cereal covered in edible glitter, encouraging children to explore trans ideology. You know, I can't imagine a bigger hand grenade putting into a parent's morning than a box promoting transgender sexuality. And yet, it's on the shelves. It's in the stores. I mean, it's almost, you almost can't even conceive that we would be where we are right now.
But this is the reason, the darkness. We've never been down this road before. Here we are, you know, back in the 1940s and 50s and 60s, and even beforehand, of course, we would dare. How many parents out there would actually elevate any subject of sexuality, be it heterosexuality or homosexuality or transgender, to a 5, 6, 7 year old child? We wouldn't even entertain. We attempted to preserve the innocence,
right,
the non-sexual innocence, the pristine clarity, innocence of a child. And now we went from that to all the way to, from the age of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, we need to self-promote. And it's an attack on our children. Why are we sexualizing children? Because the agenda at the end of the day, from the vestiges of darkness, is to legitimize pedophilia.
Exactly,
it is.
Right.
And that's the enemy's objective, to legitimize pedophilia at the end of the day. And God forbid if in my generation I permit that. So there has to come a point where there has to be righteous indignation in the church enough we stop singing Kumbaya and get away from Starbucks latte Christianity and actually engage in Acts chapter 2 and look like Acts chapter 2 and then Acts chapter 3 and walk around places where we see, you know, lame beggars and tell them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. And I don't mean just physical beggars. I mean moral and of course, and spiritual. So that's our reality, my friend. It is a dark moment, but a Holy Ghost move of God will flip the script.
Well, this is the narrative, isn't it? That God brings people out of bondage. He establishes them. He blesses them. They forget about what God did. They backslide and fall into turmoil. And then they cry out to God, and God shows up. And so we're at this moment where the darkness is intensifying, the messaging, and this whole thing about cancel culture. Our founder and CEO, Steve Strang, is releasing a book in September titled God and Cancel Culture. And what we're really talking about is the first wave of persecution the American church has ever experienced before. It's a systematic, institutionalized persecution where they want to take away your voice, take away your influence, take away your confidence. Now, this is a trying moment, but it's one that is not without hope. You have a book titled From Survive to Thrive, and you outline ways that God, you can invite God into relationships, goals, dreams, and basically experience a personal revival. Can you talk about that process?
Absolutely. Live a holy, healed, healthy, happy, humble, hungry, honoring life. The seven H's. Live a holy, healed, healthy, happy, humble, hungry, honoring life. With that life, you can, biblically substantiated, you can and you will change the world for the glory of the risen Christ. I lay out a prescription. Every single person on the planet and is either failing, surviving, or thriving. If I were to use a biblical metaphor or a biblical narrative as a metaphor, you're either in Egypt, the desert, or the promised land. Every single human being right now, you're either making bricks about straw or going around in circles, being fed from manna in the desert, water coming out of a rock, but going around in circles, or you're living in the fullness of the promise. And this book will empower you, biblically speaking, spiritually speaking. There's an anointing on it. It will empower you to go from failing to surviving if you are failing, or from surviving to thriving. And the only way you could be failing is if you don't have a relationship with Jesus. Because if you have a relationship with Jesus, you can't live in failure. That's just, you can't live in it. So, but it really gets you from survive to thrive. And let me give you one example. The difference between someone who's, how do I know if I'm surviving? Well, if people that survive and thrive pray differently. Those that survive pray like this constantly. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me. Those that thrive pray like this. Lord, make me a blessing to everyone I know. There's a difference. A difference between God answer my prayer and God make me the answer to someone else's prayer. That's the difference. And so that this book will lay out a complete, from the life of David, a biblical rubric where you can go from surviving to thriving.
Well, it's beautiful. And again, it cuts completely against the cultural narrative that we have to attend to ourselves and focus on ourselves and actualize ourselves. And the gospel calls us to come, lay down our lives, pick up our cross, follow Christ. And that's where the resurrection comes, when we embrace the message of the cross and victorious living. And I'm so thankful for your commitment to not change the message. As even just somebody personally, as I've watched you for years and speaking to presidents and on a national platform, we just thank God for leaders like you, Pastor, that haven't watered down the message, but are stepping into these platforms of national significance and are impacting the future of Christianity. So thank you so much. How can people follow you and stay connected with what you're doing?
Absolutely. One, I encourage you to pick up a copy of From Survive to Thrive on Amazon or your dearest book retailer. Number two, Pastor Samuel Rodriguez on Instagram, Pastor Samuel Rodriguez on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, likewise, YouTube channel, Samuel Rodriguez. And you can watch us on television from TBN to Daystar, different streaming platforms, Monday through Sunday. But more importantly, just remember this. God is watching. Our children are watching. What we do in our generation absolutely matters. We can do this in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And I think that's a great way to end our time together. Again, Pastor, on behalf of the Charisma audience, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. And we're praying for God's richest blessings on you and your ministry.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Well, you've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. Pastor Samuel Rodriguez reminded all of us to shift from survive to thrive. I want to encourage you, pick up his book and be blessed indeed. Likewise, share this broadcast. Tell your friends and family about it. It's the way to share the good news of the kingdom and help the podcast grow. We hope it's a blessing to you. God bless.